It's 2:30 p.m. A gas line explodes in Indianapolis. The blast is felt blocks away, and smoke is seen more than 10 miles away. 6 houses are destroyed, and 50 other houses are damaged. 1 person is injured, and 1 person is killed.
From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in the Carmel area. I'm Tatum Pratty.
This occurred on July 21st of 1997. It happened when a 20-inch gas main was apparently punctured by a backhoe during construction. It is unclear why the gas ignited. Sometimes, things like this happen during construction. Gas leaks are more common than we think. They occur somewhat frequently in Carmel because of the constant construction and renovation. On December 7th of 2016, there was a gas leak due to boring equipment with the installation of fiber optic cables. Captain Chad Hughes of Fire Station 46 was dispatched on this day. This was just one of the hundreds of gas leaks that he's been on throughout his years as a firefighter.
It was a nondescript day, very routine, and about 11 a.m. we dispatched for the gas leak. What was going on that day was they're installing fiber optic lines out in the western part of northwestern part of Clay Township, the Carmel area, and the fiber optic company was using a boring machine and they hit a gas line.
Boring, drilling a hole, tunnel, or well in the earth.
It resulted in a very long duration, a very long day on a very cold day for us that we remained out there until the leak was secured by the gas company. So we had to be there on a standby capacity and monitoring the leak to make sure the levels were not dangerous or in any other homes that were surrounding the area.
While the gas line was fairly small, it was 6 and 7 feet deep in some areas due to the changing elevation. Most gas lines are only around 3 feet deep. This meant that there was a lot of digging when trying to fix it.
Because the way the gas lines are laid out in that neighborhood, they didn't want to lose service to the nearby residents. So they had to bypass the leak. And in order to do so, they had to dig 4 different lines, like I said, due to the way the gas line matrix was designed in that neighborhood. And the layout, it required 4 holes.
Back when Captain Hughes first began his career as a firefighter, they would help dig right where the gas leak was. That has now changed because of safety precautions. It is much safer to dig on both sides of the leak and shut it off from there. With the increased safety today, these sorts of things take much longer. In total, they spent 6 hours out in the cold fixing the leak.
Well, the biggest thing is you're on alert for so long for hours on end. It is somewhat taxing because you're wearing your gear. You're basically in standby mode. And we're monitoring with our gas monitors for a long duration. And so it wears on you as far as the external, the elements and the temperature and the wind and the operations that's going on by the construction company. So it's can be challenging for that long of a time to remain vigilant and kind of on your toes. So it's a little bit draining on you, you know, physically and just kind of mentally as well.
The day was taxing, heavy equipment, being on alert the whole time, but in the end, it paid off. The firefighters did their job and helped keep the community safe.
Yeah, that's probably the most satisfying and the gratification of knowing that the leak's been stopped and there's no further danger that really presented itself to the residents. And everybody can go on that live in the area with the normal routine can kind of be implemented at that point so that everyone can kind of go about their business and the road opens back up and the kids don't have to be dropped off at the school bus, 3 or 4 blocks away and everything returns to normal.
With all of the construction around Carmel, we can count on plenty more gas leaks. But we know that the firefighters are prepared and will keep us safe. Not only with gas leaks, but with fires and other emergencies too. We can always count on them in times of crisis. For WHJE, this has been Tatum Pratty. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.